Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The New Balance Furon V8, crafted for speed, tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. Experience engineered minimalism at its finest and fastest. We updated the Furon V8 for even faster performance on the pitch. Same ultra-lightweight, precision strike-focused design, now with even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud supports control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players, like Saka himself. Step up your game in the new Furon V8. Learn more and get yours at newbalance.com/soccer.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Are you a football chanter? What is it about chanting at a football match that absolutely, really is the one thing that just gets people going? We are on the hunt for the best football chant out there today, because I was reading research from Specsavers this morning and they say that 46% of people think that chants really builds solidarity among supporters, particularly after a difficult or a tough result. Johnny Ward from Off the Ball is with me here in studio today. What makes a good chant, Johnny?
It has to be very offensive in the first thing. Genuinely, actually, it often has. So, like, I was coming on here today, got a brief kind of, this is what we should talk about. And nearly all of my chants, I can't actually say them. This
is they're that bad, are they?
Yeah. When I was a Galway United fan getting involved, we had a guy who shall remain. His name is Rob, anyway. But he knows who he is. And he used to just come up with all these chants. And he'd spend the week trying to put, like, a chant together to some kind of classic from the 70s or 80s. And then come the Friday night, Galway United would be playing in front of 400 people. And we'd pull out these chants. And I found it, like, I was 15 years of age, I found it absolutely hilarious, mesmerising, and almost like a rite of passage as you were growing older to see what sort of chants were going to come up with that night.
Yeah. Why do you think fans love a chant though? Because I mentioned that, you know, that stat from the survey that, you know, a lot of people, 46%, believe that it's around building solidarity among supporters of the team.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of it is rhythm and music as well. Like, and I remember going to there was a tournament on in Lansdowne Road when I was a kid, and I still remember the rhythm of the chant. Whoever had a drum that day, I still remember it. And when Shamrock Rovers played away to Pauk in 2011, I was only watching on TV. I've never seen a fan display like it. Like, it's really, really moving. And otherwise, you just, like, if Galway United are playing at home and the crowd is a bit quiet and you start going, yeah, no, United. It just gets people going, and it kind of goes, and that's it. Like, and that was one of the nicer chants.
Simple as that. Maybe it's something like this. And somewhere in the middle of that chant is our own digital editor, Kieran Bradley, who's with me in studio. I can't quite identify your voice or accent.
There was that fake scream at the end. Yeah, that was me.
You're in the thick of that somewhere.
Yeah. That was at Everton away. That was our last game at Goodison Park a few weeks ago. So we had to make ourselves known, really leave our mark there. But it was a fantastic day.
So you're obviously a big football chanter,
yeah,
I take it.
Yeah. I try and go to as many away games as I can. So basically the away fans, they're a smaller group, so they tend to try and make a little bit more noise. So the sort of chanting element is a little bit more of a kind of live aspect of the game. It's just a way of supporting the team, obviously, but just really, it's a tribal thing as well.
Who starts the chant?
Anyone. It's quite democratic in that regard, but it's sort of
to an extent, though, there's a kind of a
it depends. Yeah.
Like, there must be a chant leader, is there?
In some, particularly in like, I don't know how it works in League One, for example, but there's some pretty cringeworthy ones in like the MLS and stuff where there's some expletive with a loud hailer or something. But generally speaking, it's kind of who can shout at the loudest and get the most purchase around you. And if there's a few of you kind of joining in, it tends to kind of pick up quite quickly.
It's all about rhythm and the musical kind of value of it as well. Like, Go United used to have a chant, which was still one of my favourites. They had a player called Johnny Morris Burke. Like, nice double barrel name. And it obviously was an obvious chant, really. Ooh, ah, Johnny Morris Burke. Like, if you're going to a game and this is for the first time, you immediately get the League of Ireland. A lot of it is self-deprecating.
Yeah, well, that's funny you say that, right? Because that is one element of the survey as well. They found that 1 in 10 football fans will admit that their favourite chants are, 53% of fans believe that self-deprecating songs are really, they're an integral part of football's humour and culture. He can't defend.
It's about Emerson Royal. It's Spurs fans talking about their fullback who can't defend and can't attack.
Can't attack, yeah.
He's our wingback. So
Emerson Royal is our wingback, right?
Yeah, so I'm not sure how Emerson feels about that one personally.
So that's the Spurs chant.
Yeah, they talk about their player. Yeah. He's, rubbish.
Right. Bose fans, they talk about a trip to Bordeaux, like in the mid 90s. Zidane was playing for Bordeaux at the time, and Bose predictably struggled in the game and was like, ball in a minute, we'll get the ball in a minute. And it's insane. So people don't remember, they might remember the chant more than they remember Zidane.
Right.
Yeah. There's other ones like, you're nothing special, we lose every week. Yeah. Those ones. So.
That's pretty harsh. Like,
a lot of self-deprecating stuff. Yeah.
Former Irish player Maeve de Burke is with us on the line as well. It's like, kind of Maeve from both sides. But now as a supporter, do you find yourself in the middle of a good chant?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like Johnny mentioned, there are many a night up in Kerryland, you'd be in the mix as well. But I'm lucky enough, I suppose, to travel a lot. And when I do, I always try to get to a match in whatever city I'm in. And a standout for me definitely was in Bilbao last year, just going to that Liga game at Athletic Bilbao, and as well over in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, going to a Boca Juniors game. Was definitely a highlight of my travels. I even detoured back to Buenos Aires again to go to a second game. So
is it the pride that, Maeve, sorry, we lost there for a second, is the line, is it the pride that it brings out among fans?
Yeah, I think so. It's just that kind of passion, I think, and that support and kind of energy it brings the stadiums, for sure, and I could definitely clarify that even in the words can't be repeated on air either. I did a few Google translates of the chants, and a lot of it is really, I suppose, making fun of the opponents is a lot to do with it as well, but all in a humorous way, I think.
The 1 in 10 in the survey admit that their favourite chants are the ones that poke fun at other teams' misfortune. That stat's obviously higher because the three of you seem to agree with that.
Yeah, like I think, I might be biased, but the English and Irish leagues, I think, are streets ahead of the other leagues for just the humour. Some of them are just fantastic. You come away just roaring laughing. It's fantastic. It's brilliant.
James in Cork tells me that the best chant is about the Neville brothers at Man United.
You'll have to tell me that one.
Well,
it's Neville. He's their dad.
Yeah.
Because it's actually their dad's name.
Yeah.
There's so many of them coming in, but to be honest, I can't even read them out on air. It's lunchtime and I know people are collecting kids and stuff, but I'm laughing anyway inside, and that's probably all that matters.
It's the beat as well. Like, I remember going to the Brandywell early on, and the Derry City fans, it was a real rickety old Brandywell, but like, they just have simple chants like Red and White Army that'll go on for like 20 minutes, and they're like, Red and White Army, doo 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 doo, Red and White Army, and then one side of the crowd will come in, Red and White Army, Red and White Army, and it just goes on, and you're here like, and then the team, it's almost like the team is going to the beat of the crowd at times, like,
yeah, and you're often filling time or space because the game might be in a bit of a lull or something, and you're really trying to get across the team, still there, and you want them to.
Can I give you an impression of a song without actually? So was a song we had about UCD. Right. So UCD, the most like benign, harmless team ever, who had no fans. And the song was like, get Grant check, go to pub, get something plastered, go back home, sleep all day, you're a student.
Right. Yeah, that was your chance for UCD.
And all three fans were horrified.
Texture here says, Johnny's going to know this one. Ooh, ah, Ricky Fla.
Yeah, ooh, ah, Ricky Fla, yeah.
I see, yeah.
Ricky, legend, going out of legend.
Just it keeps going on repeat. All about Ricky Flaherty. Just ooh, ah, Ricky Fla.
Ricky Fla.
Well, like, it's seasonal as well, because United's best stuff usually comes around Christmas, because we've got a chant that goes to it's 12 Days of Christmas to wear at Cantona, which is brilliant.
Do you have a favourite, Maeve? Is there a favourite team chant?
Well, I'm a Man United fan. I wouldn't say glory, glory, Man United doesn't really stand out as a memorable one. But yeah, I mean, ooh-ah, Paul McGrath is definitely iconic. Yeah. I mean, you can't go too far wrong with that. I think everyone in Ireland knows that one. Yeah,
and it would really move you, Maeve, like.
Yeah, it would. And I know, like, you'll never walk alone. The Liverpool one's more an anthem, really, than a chant. But I was in Anfield, and hearing that before kickoff is definitely, you know, you can feel like the atmosphere in the stadium is definitely.
We turned that into "You'll never walk in Athlone," because Athlone were out. But even now, like, Bo's fan signed Lise Mousset, who's like this big money signing, our big kind of profile signing, hasn't worked out so far, but has spawned Psycho Killer Lise Mousset. Ba, 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 ba. He just needs to score. A goal.
Do you know, it's funny you say the Liverpool chant. Do you know where I've heard that? Weddings. That has become a real entrance to a wedding reception song.
Game's
I've
gone.
Seen people walk down the aisle to the Liverpool chat. Yeah. You have a favourite as well, though, Kieran.
That's you. You can hear at the end.
Yeah,
it?
I'm so reedy. This is a reedy voice, is mad. So it's, we've seen it all. We've won the lot. We're Man United, and we're never going to stop. Ole ole, ole ole.
What people need to know is that your arms are out here, like you're some sort of a god. You know, does everybody do that too? Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. To be honest, it depends on what's happening in the game, how invested you are. Like a lot of the time, it really is just filling time and filling space. So, particularly United this season, there's not really been much going on. So,
what's your favourite, Johnny?
My favourite is completely unrepeatable.
Right. Yeah, so. But what's the team?
It's in relation to Shelburne, and I actually just can't even go near it. But it was for somebody who was young, it was a real piss take of the Shell supporters, and they had very young fans, so you can kind of the problem for the League of Ireland clubs at the time was like, we're bringing kids to these games, but like they're hearing these chants and it's really bad. But I found them hilarious. It's football.
We're looking for the best chants that we can read out during lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. Johnny Ward from Off the Ball, our own Kieran Bradley from the digital team here, and also to former Irish player Maeve de Burka. Thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.